Hi guys, welcome back to You Get the Gist. I'm your host Diana and it's currently 6 a.m. on a Sunday and I'm here recording. What's going on? One weird fact about me is that I actually love chicken hearts. And I know that it's probably cat food and I just really enjoy it because I've grown up with it and I'm like not that picky about the type of meat that I eat. Like, I'm not gonna say I just eat filet and entrecote and whatnot. I also eat organs and shit, right? So I made myself some hearts with a lot of garlic, so you can imagine the smell. But I ate the whole fucking pack and it was a lot. And I woke up feeling really nauseous like half an hour ago. And I thought that it's time to vomit. It wasn't, but I can go back to sleep. So, good morning. Last Wednesday, it was the energetic beginning of the new year. It was the start of Aries season, the start of spring, and the start of days getting longer. It is basically the start, the initiation of 2024. Right before I went to Tenerife, I wrote new things on my vision board. Normally, I write out 5 things that I want to manifest on my vision board, and I just kind of let the universe decide which part of what I have written down is going to happen, and it's always going to be a minimum of 1 that comes true in the very near future. So this time, there was less that I wanted, so I wrote down 3 things. 2 of them had to do with a number of followers that I want on my social media platforms. And the third thing was an unexpected financial blessing. To be very fair, I did believe that it would be easiest to reach my Instagram or my TikTok follower goal. I thought that that is more in my reach and it's more under my control, because by being consistent with my content and posting at least once on both platforms, I thought that, well, it is most probable to just go viral. Something is going to be a hit. And yeah, I don't really believe in the unexpected financial blessing, even though I would like that to manifest the most, because let's be fair, a specific number of followers is not going to pay rent. And it's not going to pay my bills, but the financial blessing is. And I just wrote it down, kind of forgot about it, and went on to vacation. When I came back home, I was looking on it on my vision board again. I was like, oh, well, I guess it didn't manifest yet. None of those things did. So I'll just keep them up there and keep an open mind about it. As I mentioned, the energetic new year was on Wednesday the 20th. And I returned from Tenerife on Tuesday the 19th. And that is when I recorded the episode for last Wednesday. So I kind of didn't really think about the energetic new year. That's why I didn't mention it. I was just all about, let me tell you what happened in Tenerife and all that. So I just kind of forgot it. But like, I knew it was happening, but I forgot to mention it on the podcast. So then, when I got home, I actually had a letter, or a few letters in the mail. So I opened them up and I was like, yeah, nothing wild, just like some advertisements, some information that I already knew, nothing new. So I was not impressed by any of the letters. The next morning, I wake up, and the next morning was Wednesday the 20th. I take a look at my bank account and I see 2 new transactions, and those were both income, and I was absolutely shocked. I did not expect both of those. One of them was the deposit that I had paid for the fuel for our rental car in Tenerife. I did not expect them to reimburse me that 1 day later, because it's like, it usually takes longer, you know what I mean? So it was 133 euros just for that. And I was like, okay, cute. And the other amount was a bit more than 1,000. And I was like, what? Girl, take your time to do your tax return, because it's a fucking lifesaver. And so I get money from the state and it feels so good to get money from them instead of pay them. It just has an energetic, you know, it just does something with you. And so I started this new year energetically with an extra income of more than 1,000 euros. And it is, for me, it was so overwhelmingly beautiful because the symbolism behind it, it could have happened on any other given day. It was, let's say, a random Wednesday in the middle of March, you know what I mean? And like with our Gregorian calendar, that is nothing special. It's just a day. It's not even like the 1st of January. And I just felt so overwhelmed by the universe screaming at me, talking to me so clearly that yes, this is the year where I get financially abundant. And then again, the third thing on my vision board, the unexpected financial blessing, came true. And only a week after I've written it down. Now, I still have the same things written down on the vision board because I still want to reach my follower goals. And whenever the time is going to be right for that, it's just going to happen. And I don't have to try to force it. And so if you're trying to manifest something and it seems like it just does not want to happen for you, maybe just the time is not right. Like, the law of synchronicity is always going to say that you are going to get exactly what you need at exactly the right time. So yes, I have written down that I wanted an unexpected financial blessing a week prior to it really coming true and materializing. And I wouldn't have valued the symbolism of it so much if it didn't happen on that very specific day of the energetic new year beginning. It is no secret that for 2024, my main goal is absolute independence. And by that, I mean emotional independence, remote independence, and financial independence, right? I want to be in a position where if I want to just dip, I will do it. I'm not saying that I'm planning to do it. I'm just saying that you never know what happens, but I never want to feel caught in a situation again like I was exactly a year ago, where I had those responsibilities of a job that I didn't like, but I couldn't just quit because of contract issues and this apartment that I had a 2-year contract on. So, and I was also broke, so I couldn't leave in any aspect. And that made my mental health deteriorate so bad that even my physical health started going down the rabbit hole. So what I've learned out of that experience is that 1 year from now, I don't want to be in that position anymore. I want absolute and complete freedom if I need it. If shit goes down, I want to be able to heal myself. I want to be able to distance myself and do whatever I need to do. So I am utterly grateful, once again, for my job because it does allow me this remote work model. So if I go up to my bosses and I'm like, I'm so sorry, I'm going crazy, I need to take some time off, but I still want to continue working, just give me like 3 weeks to go to my parents, to go to another country, to go to whatever the fuck, I can do that. Like, yeah, you have to work out when exactly and like shift some meetings and shit, but it is possible. And I'm very, very grateful for that. Emotionally, I feel like I am evolving so much as a person, and I am detaching myself from the material things, from the invisible chains that I have chained myself up to, because I just made myself dependable on those surroundings and on the things that are going on in my life. And of course, we are just looking for comfort, we're just looking for security. And when you want complete independence, you have to get rid of your need to keep those things close to you. Like, for example, I am not materialistic and I'm not superficial at all. Therefore, I don't own a lot of clothes and I don't buy a lot of my clothes because my mom always gifts me clothes. And yeah, she works for a clothing company and therefore she gets them extremely cheap. And it's great that she can give me a gift. Like, she loves giving me things. Obviously, I'm her child. I'm her princess. I'm her only girl. Obviously, she just feels great doing that. And I feel great receiving those things because I know they are pretty because she knows my style. She knows what to pick out for me. they fit because she knows my measurements. And I just know that it comes from a place of love. Every single piece that she gets me, it comes from a place of absolute adoration and love, and I really appreciate her for that. And therefore, as I said, I barely spend money on those type of things, and I don't have many of them because I don't need many of them. So when my mom wants to give me too many things, I just pick out the things that I absolutely love. Not just the things that are okay, or just like because I want to take everything that my mom gives me. I don't think that that's the right thing to do because I don't want to be chained with a lot of material things. I don't know, that just really makes me feel like I'm missing the point. Like I'm missing the point of what is truly important in life. You know what I mean? The most important material things that I own are literally right in proximity of where I am right now in bed. That is my microphone, my laptop, and everything that is right here on my bed, which is, for example, my journal or my tarot cards, things like that that really actually help me evolve, help me grow, help me understand more, help me know more. I have two books laying around here, and this is bringing me to the next topic. Now that the energetic new year has started, I have set out some very specific goals that I want to reach for myself. We were just talking about the independence thing, and financially, we have to do something, right? I do get a good salary and I'm very happy with it, but it can always be better, it can always be more. And the more that you value yourself and the more that you know that you deserve the best, the more you're going to do financially. So, building up multiple income streams is crucial to being financially independent, in my opinion. Like, yes, I don't have to worry financially because of my salary, but I am also not on that level where I wish I was. Like, for example, if I want to go for 2 or 3 weeks to Fiji, I can't because Fiji is still out of my price range. I could be going somewhere to Greece, I could be going to Italy, but I couldn't be going to Fiji. And I'm not saying I'm just picking out Fiji because it just sounds like an outrageous tropical island that is just for the rich, just as an example. And so I want to be able to, even if I'm not going to necessarily to that place. But I'm just saying, I would love to be able to just to know if I want to, I could. Unbeknownst to me, when I was in Tenerife, I found a new book that I have bought on Books, and it is from Mia Magic. Mia Magic is an earth witch. She is hanging around with Sahara Rose. I've already been talking about her quite a lot. She is a Vedic guide. She just is a very spiritual girly. She has the Highest Self podcast. She teaches about finding your dharma and becoming a dharma coach and all of that. And Mia Magic is like one of her best friends. So as I already trusted the environment and trusted that Sahara only has like good close people around her, I bought the book Intuition, which is, I think I even mentioned it last episode, but Intuition really kind of helped me tune into my intuition even more and get an overflow of new ideas. Those new ideas had to do with the extended branch of self-employment and of a project that I should be starting right away. And for that, I have gained a lot of, let's say, a lot of courage, a lot of self-assurance that I am ready for this. I think it's the time to birth this project. I just need to kind of acquire some more knowledge as soon as I get home. I don't quite know how to get there yet, but I vaguely know the vision. I kind of see myself doing those things, and the moment when I get home, I'm gonna get started to research. And that's what I did. When I came home and I already saw the financial blessing flying in. I was like, this is even more an underlining of, yes, you should definitely go for it. So I have started some courses on Udemy. That is a platform where you can learn specific skills, and they're not particularly expensive. So I started two of them. One of them is about astrology and reading a chart, and the other one is about tarot cards, learning about each meaning of each card, and also learning how to lay them. They both cost me a total of 35 euros, which is outrageously low. But the quality of those courses is really top-notch. I didn't start the astrology one yet, but the tarot card one. And like, girl, the knowledge that you suddenly get, the understanding that suddenly settles in, is absolutely crazy. Like, I'm looking at tarot with very different eyes right now. Before that, I was just like watching Vanessa Samina's tarot card spreads on YouTube, because I just love her pretty cards and her aesthetic self. And then she was telling me what's going to happen for the upcoming month, and I did not understand what like a 10 of swords and a 2 of cups means, you know what I mean? But now I start to understand that, oh, this has to do with swords has to do with thoughts and the air energy, and then cups has to do with your emotions and water energy, and so on and so forth. I didn't quite get there to the meaning of each and every card. That's what's going to happen in the next step. But even that already gave me a broad understanding of what's going on. The whole gist of me telling you this story is to show you how much can happen if you truly set out your intentions in this new year. Of course, nothing has changed from the 31st of December to the 1st of January, and you felt that nothing changed, very obviously, because nothing basically changed. So new year, new me can happen since a week, but it cannot happen since 3 months, right? So I'm here to encourage you, if you haven't yet done it, to set your goals for this new year. I mean, the full moon is just around the corner, and you can start to let go of the things that you want to let go and leave them in 2023, and start off with a clean slate for 24. Remember that nothing is too much. You don't ask for too much. You are worthy of all of the abundance in the world that you can think of. And being abundant, I made a post about it on Instagram, but wanting abundance has nothing to do with being insatiably always looking for more and never satisfied with what you have. It's not about wanting to be outrageously rich and having like a bigger villa than Beyonce. It's absolutely not about that. If that is your picture of abundance, and if that is your picture of your true fulfillment in this life, ask yourself if the material goods are going to be taken to the grave. Like, when you pass this human realm, what are you going to take with you? What is a lesson that you wouldn't want to miss when you pass over? Is it that maybe realizing that having the biggest villa and having $1 million is actually not the thing for you? Or is it, in contrary, the realization that without $1 million and the biggest villa, you could have never achieved your highest self? So for each and every one of us, it's very different depending on what our dharma is telling us, what our life goal is, what our life purpose is. So maybe you need to be outrageously rich in order to donate a lot, in order to build schools and build hospitals and whatnot. Who the hell knows? Only you can know. But for me, personally, I've already figured out that being outrageously rich is not what I want, is not what's going to change who I am. Because even if I was, I would still stay in the same job. I would still be podcasting. I would still be posting on social media. I would be doing everything that I'm doing right now too, because the amount of money that I have does not define who I am. And I think that that is a very important thing for everyone to accept and to learn. If you've always been a person that struggles with finances like I was, yes, you will maybe hyper focus a lot on those things, but make it healthy, make it become the highest good for yourself and for those around you. Abundance truly is that state of balance between you and your dharma. It is having all of the resources and building up your character to be the person you need to be in order to fulfill your dharma. So manifesting abundance is not asking for too much. It is asking for all of the tools that you need in order to be able to give back at the same time. You don't need to worry about finances. You don't need to be scared for your health. You don't need to feel lonely because of your relationship status. So if you have to be healthy, happy, and in the right space in your mind, then manifesting abundance is manifesting just all the basics that you need in order to shine, to be your best self, and to make the biggest impact on the world. So it would be selfish of you not to want to manifest abundance, because it would be selfish to keep your talents and your ideas, your innovations for yourself, in contrary to sharing it with the world, making the world a better place, maybe saving someone's life, helping out people, giving out advice that you know people would be so glad to have and would absolutely change their lives. So every time that the limiting belief comes in and wants to tell you that, oh, you're selfish, you're self-centered, you're just thinking about yourself, you are this and that, just remember that you are doing this for the highest good of yourself and of everyone else too. Remember, if your cup is empty, there is nothing you can pour out of it. Abundance is a mindset, it is a lifestyle, and it is practice. So whenever you want to manifest abundance, you have to also make it practical. That doesn't mean that wishful thinking is going to seal the deal for you, like it was, for example, with my unexpected financial blessing. If you break it down, the payment for the car rental was something that was contractually set that I was going to get back after I bring back the car. So I got that. And the money for the tax return came to me because I wrote my tax return and I put in the work for that. So just the time and the manner how it came to me was unexpected, and it was like a really nice surprise, but I had put in the work and the funds for both of those things, you know what I mean? So it's not just that I was wishing, oh, I wish that I would just get money thrown at me like that, win the lottery without playing the lottery, you know? So you still have to do something for becoming abundant. So if you're like, I want to be outrageously rich so that I can fund schools, whatever it is, I can build an animal sanctuary, I can help the elderly, I can help my family, I can buy my mom a house. If that is the type of help that you want to give, and you know that obviously it is connected with a lot of money, you're going to start getting some really good business ideas. You're going to get a lot of self-assurance when it comes to how you can build up some more income streams, and you're going to get the ideas and the tools, the situations, the circumstances that you need in order to put in inspired action so that at the end you manifest this financial goal. 2024 is the power year. What that means is that for the past couple years, or ever since 2020, ever since Corona hit, we have been working hard. We've been trying to build up a life for ourselves, to build up our character, our financial situation. We've been building up our relationships. We've been building up our life around us, right? And it was not always easy. It was filled with a lot of uncertainty, fear, and hard work, hard working hours. And now in 2024, we are being rewarded for putting in this work and for going through it, for never giving up, and for always striving to become a better person. And so 2024 is the year where you receive. Even if you feel like you haven't done enough, you probably have. Even if you don't see it, you probably did put at least energetic effort into getting where you are now. You've been becoming a better person. You've been maybe you hit rock bottom in those years, and you have gained so much more wisdom out of that. And so if you are open to receiving, you are going to receive beyond your expectations and beyond whatever you could have ever dreamt of. It doesn't mean that everything is going to fall into our laps just like that. It means that we're going to get the situations where we are able to shine. Embrace this 2024 powerful energy and make the best out of it. Don't put yourself second to anything. Always put yourself first. Never forget that, because if you don't help yourself out, you're not going to be able to help others. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you feel inspired to make the best out of 2024 and every year that is to come. If you love the pod at least half as much as I do, then please rate it 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Watch my TikToks and my reels. I'm very proud of my social media presence that I have built for myself in the past, let's say, 1.5 months. And I'm sure that by the end of this episode, you got the gist. Bye!